You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I grew up here, and here, and here. Evicted three times as a kid, having to pick up yourself and everything you own off the curb. It'll break you, or it'll make you. I'm David Crowley, and I didn't want any child to go through that. So I became a community organizer. I went on to serve in the state assembly, where I saw what happens when extremists had total control. And I'd had enough. So at 33, I returned home, elected to lead the largest county in Wisconsin, helping create thousands of new jobs, cutting our carbon emissions in half, balancing the budget, all while delivering the largest property tax cut in our history, and convincing Madison to return more money right back to every local community across the state. But the progress we've made isn't nearly enough. With costs shooting up, we're all getting less, even if you're making more. And Donald Trump's chaos and cruelty means that the Wisconsin that we cherish will perish unless we unite and fight back. So I've laid out my vision for a Wisconsin that works for everyone. Stronger schools, safer streets, lower costs, and a lot more jobs. Today, that boy who was homeless is a homeowner, where my wife Erica and I are raising our three daughters. My story is not unique. My story is Wisconsin's story. So to the single mom in Eau Claire looking for affordable, dependable childcare, I hear you. To the union worker in Sheboygan taking an extra shift today to make the end of the month a little bit easier, I see you. To the dad in Platteville working towards your degree after tucking your kids in goodnight, I am you. I'm David Crowley, and I'm running to be governor for all of us. Wisconsin, let's get to work.
I personally believe that that is the best campaign announcement ad that I have ever seen, because it ties up so many different and separate pieces. And the way that he's able to articulate his story, I don't care who you are or what part of Wisconsin you are from, there's a part of that story that I believe that you can relate to. And I'm so happy to have the Milwaukee County Executive, now turned gubernatorial candidate, David Crowley, with me in studio. Mr. County Executive, welcome to the program. I'm going to let you get all set up and all situated. I'm going to let Rick turn on your microphone and all the things. So we just played your campaign announcement commercial, and I think you did a masterful job of not just telling your story, but making your story relatable to so many different people in different corners of Wisconsin, because I think that we suffer from this stigma, Mr. County Executive. People think Milwaukee is so separate and it's so different. It's the urban area.
Right.
There are stories here that people in Marathon County can relate to. There are stories here that people in Middleton can relate
yes.
to. Not just the stories of people in the city of Milwaukee and in Milwaukee County, but also your story. And so thank you for putting together that video.
I appreciate that.
A lot easier for us to tell our story as Milwaukeeans. We're not that separate than everybody else. We're Wisconsinites too, right?
I mean, we all have the same issues, right? And no matter how big or small you are, whether you live in a town, village, or city, you know, affordability is a huge issue, right? And it's really about how do we help bring relief to families all across this state. And the story of my story, our story here in Milwaukee is the same story of Marinette. It's the same story of La Crosse, the same story of folks in Eau Claire and Sheboygan and in Bayside. So, it's important for us to recognize that, the divisions that have been sowing in our country, in our state, has been so few people can continuously have power. And they want to make sure that urban communities don't connect with rural communities. But the issues that I've been fighting for here in Milwaukee County, whether we're fighting to balance the budget, tackling the opioid epidemic, investing in affordable housing, these aren't Milwaukee issues. Heck, these aren't Democratic or Republican issues. These are issues that people are facing every single day. And those are the issues that I'm going to talk about throughout this campaign.
You will find a couple of things that the state of Wisconsin is oftentimes a lot bigger than we think it is, especially when you have hours between stops from one county to the next. But also when you arrive maybe in Rusk County or maybe you go to Pepin County, maybe those folks have never been to Milwaukee, but they've heard about it. They know about it. And with our current political ethos, they may think, oh, all that crime in Milwaukee. Do you then make the distinction that you were the county executive in the city of Milwaukee, which is what they may be familiar with, mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily represent Greendale, Greenfield, Bayside, Fox Point, Brown Deer, et cetera. So do you have to make that distinction when you travel?
I absolutely have to make that distinction. You know, as county executive, I'm not just over the city of Milwaukee. It is the largest community in Milwaukee County, but it's not the only community. I represent 19 different villages and cities of all sizes, right? And, you know, Milwaukee County, we're one of the few counties in the entire country that's fully incorporated. And so the work that we have been doing cuts across, you know, city, urban, rural, you know, it allows us to continue to do this work. And my job is to go across this state and let folks know that I'm looking to be governor for all of us, right? All of us are struggling. Many of us are trying to figure out how we're going to pay the bills, how we're going to put food on the table, how we're going to, you know, afford to pay rent or meet mortgage. And those are the issues that we need to speak to. You know, the Republicans in power, you know, they continuously want to do the name calling, talking about how Democrats aren't doing anything. And I understand that frustration, right? We see Republican-controlled president who is sowing tyranny on every citizen, every resident in our country. And yet we also have a National Democratic Party that isn't necessarily bringing a cohesive message in order for us to respond. And so I'm going to go across this state because I truly believe that my campaign is going to be a campaign for all of us. So if you're a Democrat, if you're independent, if you're a Republican looking for your place and looking to make our state forward, we want you to get involved.
I've long complained about this. I think that the Democrats have gotten too elite. And when I say elite, I mean they have forgotten how to talk to rural folk, salt of the earth folk. Have we lost that? And I guess how do you bring that back to the campaign? Because there is a divide between urban and rural in southeastern Wisconsin and northeastern Wisconsin. Have the Democrats forgotten how to just relate to regular old common folks who may live in small towns? And if we have, how do you reinvigorate those conversations?
You know, we've gotten caught up in the distractions, right? And if you look at what Donald Trump throws out there every single day, he's throwing something out there that is so brand new to where we're taking a buckshot approach and don't even know where the target is because it's something new out there every single day. And so we got to get back to the basics. But it's also important to understand that as Democrats, we can't keep going back to what was. We can't keep trying to defend the status quo. The Republican Party is the party of destruction. They've destroyed public institutions. They've rolled back the clocks on certain rights that folks have in this country. And so we need to not only bring that contrast and fight back, but we have to set a new vision. And so instead of, you know, pointing to the rubble that the Republicans have destroyed something and saying we can rebuild that, we need to be focusing on what's new to make sure that nobody is left behind moving forward. And it cuts across not just geographical lines, it cuts across partisanship, it cuts across, you know, urban, rural, and suburban communities because we have to get back to the values that matter. And what matters is being able to provide for my family, making sure that, you know, childcare is available if I'm starting a new family, making sure that the public school systems in my community are fully funded. How do we have families sustaining and union jobs all around us to make sure that those employment opportunities are there? And so those are the things that we're going to talk directly to. But we're not going to get caught up in these distractions. The issues facing Milwaukee aren't just Milwaukee issues. These are issues Wisconsin folks care about.
As you travel the state, people, believe it or not, they may not know who you are. And as you are defining who you are and telling folks your story, they're going to want to know, well, what are you going to do? Because I think that folks have grown weary of politicians running for office and making all of these promises, and the promises are not coming to fruition. So they're going to want to know, Mr. County Executive from Big Milwaukee, what are you going to do? What are your priorities if you become governor of the state of Wisconsin?
Well, one, I want them to know that I see them, I hear them, and I see the issues that they are facing every single day. And one, what sets me apart more than anything in this race is that I'm the only candidate in this race that has both legislative experience as well as experience running a government. I spent 7 years in the state capitol, so I know how Madison works. I've gotten things done. And for the past 5 years, I have been leading the largest county in the state of Wisconsin, representing close to 1 million people, which is a sixth of our entire state's population. And I also manage one of the largest budgets in our entire state. And so we already know that I come with the experience. And so I'm definitely not a DEI hire, right? This is somebody who has a resume that can actually become the next governor of Wisconsin. But it's also about tackling the biggest issue I think everybody is facing right now, and that is affordability, right? Everybody is getting less. Even if they're making more money today, they are getting less. And so we need to figure out how do we help relieve these families and put them in a position to be able to afford the things that they need on an everyday basis. And I know what it's like to struggle, right? I was evicted 3 times before I graduated high school. I know what housing instability is like. I know what it's like not to know how you're going to pay your bills or how you're going to put food on the table. And it's important to also recognize that there's only so much that we can do under the economic chaos that's being brought down from this Trump administration. But that doesn't mean that we can't put a plan in place. It doesn't mean that we can't help bring that relief. And so the issues that I've been fighting for here in Milwaukee County, again, these aren't partisan issues. These cut across the entire state. So investing in affordable housing is what we need to focus on. And those are things that I've done as Milwaukee County executive. You know, we have tackled the opioid epidemic, providing more treatment and prevention services, bringing harm reduction vending machines on board to provide life-saving treatment options for those who are struggling and suffering. These are things that folks see happening within their family every single day. And I truly believe that no one cares what you know until they know how much you care. So I want them to, one, understand that I'm coming in this community not just to bring ideas to the table, but I want to listen. You know, folks want a governor who not only listens but understands the issue, but then we're going to use that voice to making sure that it lends to the solutions that their particular community needs, because there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution to the problems facing our state.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley announced this morning that he is a Democratic candidate for governor. There likely will be a pretty heavy-duty primary. I'm going to take a break, going to come back, and I want to talk about some of your accomplishments as Milwaukee County Executive and how some of those are not just transferable to being governor in the state of Wisconsin, how that experience can actually help you be a much better executive. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes, and I'm joined by Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, who made his announcement that he is a candidate for governor. We'll both be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.